customer service running at Schenectady Civic Players through Sunday is what used to be called a madcap comedy. If you need a clear idea of what that means, think of the Marx Brothers films, in which fast-talking guys con the more logical thinkers just by confusing them with energy. Indeed, Room Service was made into a film by the Marx Brothers in 1938. Room Service concerns a low-level producer who is trying to get a play on the stage. Thanks to his brother-in-law, he's rehearsed, lodged, and fed his cast at a Broadway hotel on credit. The producer is sincere in his belief that the show will become a hit and all bills will be paid. Things go wrong when an audit reveals the credit is being extended without a deposit. Upper management wants the actors out of the hotel, but the producer is desperate to stay one more day in order to meet with what appears to be a guaranteed backer for the show. Most of the play concerns a producer and his henchmen staying one step ahead of eviction by hook or by crook, mostly by crook. It's a funny premise, and the cast of Schenectady Civic gets a lot out of the comedy. Director Chris Foster finds a smooth pace that keeps the convoluted schemes in constant motion, which permits the audience to accept the sometimes absurd machinations. He also plays traffic manager, keeping 14 actors in motion, even as they con themselves into corners. With such a large cast, the acting is variable, but rarely troublesome, and the leads are solid. As the producer, Gordon Miller, Patrick White is a confident, energetic, and even dashing figure. He's glib, confident, and resourceful as he comes up with new ideas to keep the show afloat. As an ideal counterpoint to White, Richard Michael Rowe uses perfect timing and wry delivery to nurture laughs as White's accomplice. He's calm, unflappable, and shrewd. Unfortunately, the third ringleader, Joseph Gribble, played by Marty O'Connor, depends mostly on mugging to convey his frustrations with the situation. However, even though the plot provides for laughs and the cast gets a lot of them, it's difficult to care much about what is happening on stage. That's because, with the exception of the playwright, gently played by John Schnur, no one seems to sincerely care about the play they are producing. In a work where no one has anything to lose, the goings-on seem forced and artificial. White and Rowe are so cool about their performances, there seems to be little urgency to their schemes. Two, both actors substitute confidence for charm. We enjoy their company, but we don't get to like them. They are great rogues, but rarely lovable rogues. Nonetheless, despite its flaws, Room Service works as mindless entertainment and a pleasant theatrical diversion. Room Service at Schenectady Civic Theater continues through Sunday. For performance and schedule information, call 382-2081 or go to civicplayers.org. This is Bob Geffert from Detroit Record.